Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir here on Season 5, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary, practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 looking at the commentary of the Sforno, the notes are by Pelkovitz, the notes were done last time, but still in the Season 5, looking at Chapter 5, Parakei Mishnah Yud Bet, paragraph 12, talking about the different types of students in life. Arba minos betalmidim, there are four types of students. Mahir l'shma, mahir l'abed. One who grasps quickly, but forgets quickly. Yad tzachar b'hafsedo, anything he gains is going to be lost. It's not going to stay with him. Even though he grasps it quickly, it's lost quickly, so nothing is going to stay. Kasha l'shma, v'kasha l'abed. Someone who grasps slowly and forgets slowly also. It takes him a long time to forget, but it also takes him a long time to accept. Yatsa hafseda b'schara. His loss is also offset by his gain. Mahir l'shma v'kasha l'abed. Someone who grasps quickly, who understands quickly, can really get the concept, chop the concept right away, and it's hard for him to forget it. Zecher l'tov. This is a good portion. This is the right way. Kasha l'shma mahir l'abed. Zecher l'gra. Someone who takes a long time to get it, but to forgets it right away, this is a bad portion. Obviously, we want to be like the person where we get and grasp the item quickly. We grasp the idea quickly, but we lose it slowly. We want to be ourselves, to train ourselves in a mental fashion, to have mental acuity, that we're able to get it quickly and to lose it slowly. That's the best type of portion to have in terms of studies, in terms of being a student. And the Sforno points out these are natural traits which cannot be altered and corrected through man's choice alone. However, one can control and limit the damage resulting from these natural tendencies through diligence and concentration and by striving to improve and excel. Therefore, he does not call the person who unfortunately is not blessed with intellectual abilities a rasha, a wicked man, for he does not have any option available. Rather, he terms this condition a bad portion, because this person was given this trait from heaven and he will have to try much harder to guard himself from the consequence of his fate. So in our life, in our studies, and how we go about our days, we should try to work on ourselves, be diligent, that we can think of mnemonics or devices or ways to have acronyms or whatnot to grasp things a little quicker and to review it and review it and review it so we don't lose it so quickly. When I was in grad school, when I was in college, I would do this often. I would think of acronyms, initials to wait to remember things. I would sing things sometimes. I would try to make phrases that were catchy. I even remember the cranial nerves, O-O-O, to touch and feel, very good velvet, ah, are the cranial nerves. And we know that O-O-O is olfactory, and then there's the optic one, and then there's a, I don't even remember them, but it was an acronym, at least to remember how it went about, because acronyms are helpful. We want it to be a way where we could try to grasp things quickly, or we try to understand and remember things quickly, and we don't lose it so quickly as well. And that's a good way to try to go about to get that good portion, to make sure we grasp quickly but forget slowly. If we could train ourselves to learn in such a way, if we could train ourselves to try to study in such a way with the Torah and different aspects of the Torah and the Mefarshim and all types of study, and we could bring it to secular as well, Havdil, then we could hopefully grasp it and hopefully catch on quickly and hopefully not lose it as fast and hopefully lose it in a slow manner, which is really the best type of portion to have when being a student, when being someone learning. And we're always students of Torah. For 120 years, there's always what to learn. There's always what to study. There's always what to try to maintain and obtain, and always what to try to keep in our hands and keep in our lives. So grasp quickly, forget slowly, and that's the best way to go about it in the ways of studying. This has been the TTPA. Join us next time. We talk about the four types of givers to charity, to tzedakah. And I'm your host, Tani.